This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Matt Piper. Liftoff.
Engines full power and liftoff of NASA Crew 8. Go Falcon, go SpaceX, and go NASA.
A new crew is headed to the International Space Station. Three astronauts and a cosmonaut launched from the Kennedy Space Center aboard a SpaceX rocket just moments ago.
I'm Peter King at the Kennedy Space Center. The most exciting part of their day has pretty much come at the end of their day. The crew has been up since just before 11 o'clock this morning Eastern Time. Over the next couple of hours, they will get used to their new surroundings. They will get used to being in zero gravity, then go to sleep. They will head toward the International Space Station, about a 30-hour or so trip, with docking early on Tuesday morning.
It is a big night for Nikki Haley. She's been campaigning in Vermont and Maine, but earlier tonight she won her first primary contest in Washington, D.C. She'll get 19 delegates from there. She's also the first female candidate to win a Republican primary ever. She still trails far behind former President Donald Trump. Crews are working to clear roads and rescue trapped vehicles after storms dumped up to 7 feet of snow in the Sierra Nevada mountains. CBS's Carter Evans is there.
Blizzard and avalanche warnings are being extended in the Sierra Nevada. Key roads around Lake Tahoe are off limits, too dangerous for drivers, and snowplows can't keep up.
It's been hectic. I've broken a lot of parts.
The California Highway Patrol cleared the last of the big rigs stuck on Interstate 80, the main road to Tahoe. On Friday night, they say there were about 200 to 300 cars and nearly 100 big rigs trapped.
Today's women's basketball game between the Hawkeyes and the Buckeyes is one for the record books. Iowa's Caitlin Clark broke a 54-year-old record to become the leading scorer in NCAA Division I basketball history.
Clark, step back straight away.
Clark has at least two more college games to play. Iowa is expected to go to the women's NCAA tournament. Clark has already declared for the 2024 WNBA draft on April 15th, where she'll take the game to new heights at the next level. Astrid Martinez, CBS News.
Chris Mortensen has died. He covered the NFL for close to four decades, most as an ESPN analyst. There was no immediate word on the cause or place of death, but he announced in 2016 that he had been diagnosed with stage 4 throat cancer, but came back to work the following year. He retired after the 2023 NFL draft. Chris Mortensen was 72 years old. This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Looking for a career path with flexibility, great pay, and benefits? Go to progressive.com/careers and apply online today.
Interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio. Last crack.
I did not take the vow.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music. Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. Essential Last Crack with Bullet Train. Passengers before that. Both of those songs are off the Uprising album, which came out 5 years ago now. Hard to believe that album has been out for 5 years. The Uprising? Not really, since the rest of the last crack has been out for like 25 and 30 years. Crazy. What is your essential last crack? Send me a text or an email. Let me know what your two favorite songs are so I can get them on the air for you. 844-967-2789. Call or text from the Civic Media app or send me an email, jimmyk@civicmedia.us. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the second hour of Max Inc. Heavy. Hey, coming up on St. Patrick's Day, we got a Max Inc. matinee concert series for you. We're going to be at the High Noon Saloon featuring Super Tanker, Iron Plow, and Cindy Set My Hair on Fire. It's going to be a great show. Plus, it's going to be emceed by Mad Radio's morning show, John and Gordy. If you're a fan of those guys, go out and meet them. It's really cool. The Max Inc. Matinee Concert Series at the High Noon Saloon. Tickets are available right now at high-noon.com. And I hope to see you there. Let's do some Iron Plow right now. It's Whiskey Days on Max Inc. Heavy.
Crowd, whiskey days and crazy nights. You know it makes me feel alright. If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Another shot of lipstick on the glossy, let's go. Self-induced with another round of Cuervo. Her body staggers as she moves around the table towards what she sees. Can't complain, I'm the one she wants to swallow. I'd be a fool if she leads and I don't follow. No regrets till she treats me bad tomorrow like I'm diseased. But just one night, you're mine alone. Drink until you're naked. I'll be alright if you take me home. Drink until you're naked. So cute, you're too fine to call my own. Drink until you're naked. My body won't mind if you take control. Drink until you're naked, please. Lost to dance, feel my hands caress her dress size. Try to breathe, she's too sexy for my sore eyes. I'm in love and she's drunk enough to realize I'm what she needs. Play the game, only sober if she wants it. Knows too well I'm a loser and she flaunts it. But tonight she is loose enough and taunting me. Milk and honey, cause the more you drink, the sweeter I look. So come on, baby, drink it all!
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
What's that siren? That's the Brash Menagerie on Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music. Hey, they got stickers and stuff. Go buy their merch, the Brash Menagerie. Look them up on Facebook. Bananas. Also, takeaways before that with Miracle Round and Circle Switch in there with a classic one. Treat me until you're naked. How you doing? I'm Jimmy K. I am not naked right now. Maybe later. I have to have a couple more drinks. Coming up in the playlist, we got American Travesty from courtesy of Tim. We'll do some older Something to Do, and the Faith Hills Have Eyes are next. It's Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
This St. Paddy's Day, remember the story of Lenny the Leprechaun. Lenny moved to Madison searching for a place to live.
If I find the right place, I'll find me pot of gold.
So he went online and searched up movetomadison.com.
Ooh, what riches!
Yes, Lenny, riches indeed. People that sell with the Aaron Weber Group get the best price with updated market reports and instant property value quotes, virtual or in-person meetings too. Find your pot of gold when selling with the Aaron Weber Group at First Weber.
Welcome to the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com. Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Oaf for the big game. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop IgniteGlassandGifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road, plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
What? dreams. I know I love her, or at least it seems. Oh, Tina Fey, you're the famous girl for me.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
We fight what they drained us. United colors, united resistance.
Maxi Kevy on Civic Media. We are local music with courtesy of Tim and American Travesty. Something to do before that, and the Faith Hills Have Eyes with the Rift Element. I'm Jimmy K. Thank you for listening to Max Inc. Radio tonight. We really appreciate you. Tune in again next week for Max Inc. Heavy at 10 p.m. right after Live in the Lair. And music before I get out of here, we got Pistols at Dawn, we got The Heroes Lie, The Skin Tones. We're going to do some Apex Aurora in just a couple of minutes. But first, this band will join M. Shell next week on Max Inc. Heavy for an interview. This is Avenues and Straight Jacket. It's Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music.
Around my neck and it's tight. God, let me believe that I'm gonna win the fight tonight. The devil on my back dragged me to the night. My body's aching, but I'm not slowing down. My heart is racing, but I've got too far to give up now. I'm coming for the crown. Just wait, you'll see that deep down.
you'll see that deep down I know my time will be now. I'm coming for the crown. Just what you'll see that deep down I know.
Listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
I'm a little unhappy. I'm a little unwell. And it's a little too hard to think right now because of how these cards were dealt. Well, that feels so underrated when I take my place in line. This life just is a thing.
put me back on solid ground.
cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
You need skill and a little luck to play the game of pool, and you could say one cue-making company in Wisconsin has both. Schmelke Cues in Rice Lake is the oldest pool cue maker in the U.S. and remains a family-owned, third-generation operated business. Schmelke started as a one-man shop in the 1940s. Now more than 20 employees work at the facility. So do you know which state has the most cue-making manufacturers? Is it Maryland, Minnesota, Wisconsin? The answer coming up. Pool is an old game, and the cues similar to the ones used to play today were created in the late 1600s in Northern Europe. Pool came to America in the 19th century. So did you guess which state currently has four of the top five cue manufacturers? It is Wisconsin. And Schmelke Cues in Rice Lake has also been inducted into the International Cue Makers Hall of Fame, making this a worldwide slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.